Clareway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Tes Sivan, 30th of May. Harav Jeremy Golkashlita, the lefty in Halocha. This week's Torah Shurim have been sponsored by family Brody, Leah Nishmas, their father and grandfather, Rabbi Huda ben Rablevi Gavriel Halevi Zechron Levrocha, Rablevi Gavriel ben Reb Nutachaim Halevi Zechron Levrocha.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for being here. So this week's this morning's shiur is the lefty in halacha, left-handed person in halacha. It's a fascinating area. Just out of interest, how many left-handed people are here? Oh.
Which hand did they raise?
Yes, I noticed. I look out for that. I gave the shiur somewhere else in school last week, and a few boys put their hands up, and one put their hand up with their right hand, which is obviously makes it all very suspicious, if he's telling the truth. When I choose a topic, the lefty in halacha, I try and choose a topic which is related somehow to the parasha. How is the lefty in halacha related to yesterday's parasha? Okay, it's a trick question, because we made a bar mitzvah yesterday. My son is left-handed, and that was the theme of his bar mitzvah drasha. That's really the connection to yesterday's parasha. So, brochtir. That is a question. You found another connection?
Yeah, it's a
move of coin. Oh, move of coin. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Good. So, the lefty in halacha, the basis of this shir is a kuntrus of Rabbi Pesach Kron, which is based on a kuntrus of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, who's written something called Kuntrus Ish Iter, I think it's called. Chaim Kanievsky, he has an interesting practice. As we know, he makes a siyum every Erev Pesach. A siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula. And he obviously works it out, exactly how much he's got to learn every single day. But on an Ibur Yah, when you've got an extra month, he's suddenly got a lot of time on his hands. Right? So each 7 out of 19 years, he puts out a new sefer. So I don't know exactly if you what the cheshbon is. But one of those Ibur Yahs, he put out a sefer on a kuntrus on left-handed people. And it's very, very interesting. And Rabbi Pesach Kron has he translated it and added to it. But anyway, it's based largely on this. The left-handed person, halacha, we can delineate three categories. And that is in mitzvahs generally. And that is, number one, those mitzvahs and those minhagim which everyone does with the left hand or towards the left side. The second category is those mitzvahs, those minhagim, that everyone does with the right hand or towards the right side. And then there's the third category, which left-handed and right-handed people do differently. So let's go through those three categories, and we'll explore them more. The first are those mitzvahs and minhagim, which everyone does with the left hand or towards the left side. So a good example of that is leaning, is haseba on the Seder night. Doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed, you lean to the left. There are some spare handouts on the bimah if anyone needs some source sheets. So, what about leaning haseba on Seder night? We know there are two reasons why we lean to the left. The first reason is a very practical reason. Just picture it. You're leaning to the left, and you've got your right hand, so your right hand is available, so you'll be able to eat properly. The second reason given, if you take a look at the first box, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kushemesiv lo yisiv lo yitel gaboiv al ponov lo al yimino el al smoylei." For ein chiluk ben itzel acher. It doesn't make a difference if you're left or righty. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Rotzaloma. Why do we tuck leaning to the left? Rotzaloma. The gam itzel tzorich lo yisiv al small kolado. The afal gav to oichel tomid b'smoylei. Im kein le tam echot ay tzorich lo yisiv al yimino. Mikol mokem ein lechalik mei tam beis shiyakdim konu leveshet. In other words, the second reason why we lean to the left on Seder night is Shema Yakdim Kona Leveshet. You've got two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, the esophagus and the trachea, and if you lean towards the left, it's safer, because the food pipe is on the left, and therefore any food will go down that way. If you lean towards the right, and therefore gravity will pull the food towards the windpipe, person Rachman Aslan could choke. That is explored in Halacha as well. I'm aware of that, but the Mishnah Berurah gives this reason. Now, our left-handed person is going to be a nafka minna, because the lefty, when he's leaning to the left, he wants his left hand to eat. and it's not available. For him, if that was the primary reason, he should be leaning to the right, where his left hand is available to eat with. Yes. But because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because Chamira Sakanta Misura, and therefore we're more worried about him not choking, therefore even the left-handed person leans towards the left. Another example of where everyone leans or uses the left is that of cutting nails. If you take a look in the second box, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Hilchos Shabbos, because we do the Erev Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah lirchitz, it's a mitzvah to wash Erev Shabbos, says the Ramah, kol gufay, yeah, to wash your whole body. Okay, if you can't do that, then you wash your hands, face, and feet. It's a mitzvah to wash your hair, and to trim your nails, to cut your nails by Erev Shabbos. Says the Ramah, if your hair is long, you should take a haircut. Now, when you trim your nails, lo yitel oison kasidron, it's an ayin hara. A person should not trim them just in order of your fingers. It's an ayin hara because that's how he prepared the mace before kvura. For yaschil b'smol, but when one does it on Erev Shabbos, you start with the left hand, b'kamitza, with this finger, the kamitza, the fourth finger. Of yamin be'etzba, which is this finger, the simen lezer dalet base hey gimel aleph, which basically means that you start with this finger over here. It's the left hand, my left hand, with this finger, and then there we do alternate back to the small one, the middle finger, and then the thumb, and then the opposite. If you put your hand like that on it, so again it's that finger, then it's that finger, etc. So as the Shulchan Aruch sets out the simen. Now, it doesn't make a difference if you're left-handed or right-handed. Everyone should cut their nails for the left hand first. So those two examples of mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with the left hand or towards the left side. What about the second category? Mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone...
Left-handed person, maybe there's a difference whether you start with your left or your right hand.
No, so this Brumma Furshim Chaim brings this, that a left-handed person would also start with his left hand. Yeah. I think it's based on Kabbalistic reasons. There's a lot going on there with nails and Kabbalah, etc. But he says clearly that even a left-handed person should cut his nails with his left hand. Now, the second category, those mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with the right hand or towards the right side. So a good example is Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hilchos Kriya Shema Simen Samach Aleph, the next box, Nagin Liten Yedeim Al Pnei B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon. Interestingly, why do we cover our hands? Why do we cover our eyes like that when we do Kriya Shema? The Mechaber says, "Kadei shelo yistakel b'dova acher she'moyne milachave." They shouldn't disturb you. Cover on. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Yadeim rotzolem miyad yamin." And again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, based on Kabbalistic reasons, there is no difference between right-handed and left-handed person. That everyone should use their right hand to cover their eyes. There is another reason as well. We cover our eyes when we say Kriya Shema. When Yaakov and Yosef were reunited, one of those very emotional high points in the Torah, the Chazal tell us, the Pasuk says that Yosef was crying when he saw his father again after all those years. And Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema. Which again begs the question, like, you need to daven Maariv now. Maybe first daven before, daven afterwards, but daven now. So the explanation given, I'm sure there are many, the explanation that I heard was that Yaakov Avinu wanted to channel his enormous emotion and his love for Yosef. At that moment, he wanted to channel it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Kriya Shema. But more than that, he covered his eyes because he recognized that as much as we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. And we sort of cover our eyes and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He runs the show, and we submit ourselves fully to it. There's nothing much we can do. We're sort of passengers on the bus. We can play with the pretend wheel, thinking we're moving the bus, but really the bus is on a course of its own, and we're not doing much at the back. So that's one of the ideas. Okay, so that's Kriya Shema. Now Netilas Yadayim is another example of that. Bottom box, Neutel Kli Shel Mayim B'Yad Yamin. When we wash Negel Basar in the morning, says the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed, you pick up the Kli with the right hand, and then, continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'noisla liyat smoyla, then you put it to the left hand. Kadesha yorik maim al yimino tchila. In order that, you put the you pour onto the right. So we know you pour, turn it three times each, but it says the Mechaber clearly that you should pick the kli up with the right hand, then give it to the left, and then you pour onto the right hand. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Kadesha yiskabi yamin shu chesed al smol shu din. Because, here we go, starting even to some reasons, that the yad yamin represents chesed, the yad smol represents din. We want chesed to be miskabe on din, and therefore you have to give primacy to the right hand. And then the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, v'gam be'ite ozdin bosi yamin da'alma. And therefore a right-handed person also follows the same procedure. The left-handed person uses his right hand and follows the same procedure. So there we have it, two very clear categories. The mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with the left hand, leaning on seder nights and cutting nails. And mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with the right or towards the right side is kriyas shema and netilas yadayim. Now, this is where it gets interesting. There are now a category, the third category of mitzvahs and minhagim, which left-handers do differently than right-handers. And there are two good examples of this. The first one is tefillin, and the second one is brachas. So let's start with tefillin. Tefillin, we know, the left-handed person puts his tefillin on his right hand. Why is that? Why does the lefty put his tefillin on his right hand? So the Gemara Menachos gives various reasons. The two key reasons in the Gemara there is that it says in the pasuk "Kusharta Mukhsafta." So first that Rav Nosson says over there that it says "Kusharta Mukhsafta." Just like ksiva is biyamin, so too the kshira, the hand you use to put on your tefillin, to wrap the tefillin, should be the right hand, and therefore you put it on the left hand, which is. You're using the right hand to wrap it. That's Rav Nosson. Ksharta muchsavtem, and therefore the ikar is ksiva. The second reason is given by Rav Ashi, and that's what you said. Ksharta al yodcho. Yodcho is spelt unusually. Yad keha yud dalet chof hei. Not the normal way of spelling it, and therefore it's understood to mean yad keha, the weaker hand. Fine. So therefore, two reasons. Now, of course, the nafka minna would be the left-handed person. Yeah, well just apply those two rules. According to Rav Nosson, if the ikar is the ksiva, then the left-handed person writes it with his left hand. Therefore, he'll wrap with his left hand, and therefore he'll put on his right hand. And so too, if the left hand is the stronger hand, he would yad keha. His yad keha is his right hand, and therefore, if a person is left-handed, there's no question. The difficulty is, what happens to a person who sometimes does this, sometimes does that? And this is a famous question. If a person, let's say, writes with his left hand, but his right hand is stronger, so what happens then? Or, what is more common, is a person writes with his right hand. I think now it's changed, but in times gone by, when a person would want to write with his left hand, it was considered the mum, it was considered not an appropriate thing to do, and he would be forced or trained to write with his right hand. Now, his left hand would still be naturally stronger. When he played baseball, he would bowl with his left hand. But even though he was forced to write with his right hand, so you got a problem, because according to Rav Nosson, the ikar is the ksiva, and according to Rav Ashi, it goes to the strength. As if they tell a meister that once a Hasidic younger man comes to, with his bar mitzvah boy to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And he wants to get a bracha before the mitzvah, and he asked him, and he said, his son is exactly this. He says, because he writes with one, the other one is stronger. So Rabbi Yaakov wanted to ascertain which hand really was stronger. So he said to this young Hasid Shabbach, he said to him, so when you play baseball and you pitch, do you throw with your left or the... And straight away the father interjected, he goes, Shiva, my son's a Hasid younger man. Baseball? See, I'm Shuldik. When you hit your sister, which hand do you use? I just wanted to verify which is the stronger hand. So that would be enough kamina. Now, the interesting, this is a machlekes rishonim. The Rosh paskens, like Rav Ashi, that is, you go after the stronger hand. The smak, the tur, and others pasken like Rav Nosson, you go bosa ksiva. Now, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch, and I haven't brought this, but the Shulchan Aruch, He brings both opinions. He first brings Rav Ashi's opinion that you go after the stronger hands, and then he brings Rav Nosson's opinion that you go bosak siva. And we know that there's a rule, stam v'yesh halacha k'yesh, that when the Rambam, when the Shulchan Aruch brings a stam opinion, v'yesh oimrim halacha k'yesh, and therefore based on that, the halacha according to Shulchan Aruch would be like Rav Nosson, that the ikar is k'siva. And indeed the Ramah says the same thing, that you go bosak siva. And therefore, the ikka would be the ksiva, and that's what many leftists would do. The key criteria would be which hand they write with. The difficulty is that the Vilna Gaon argues, and Paskins like Rav Ashi, which is the first reason, which is the stronger hands. And interestingly, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, where many practices follow the Gaon, that you see slightly, you know, Eretz Yisrael Tikka Poskim would actually would change the psak a little bit and would follow the psak of Rav Ashi, the ruling of Rav Ashi, that the stronger hand is the ikka. When I was looking into the sugya, Rabbi Grunfeld, I spoke to your brother. Are you lefty as well?
Are
you, no. Oh, so your brother is a left-handed person. So I don't know if anyone who's watched Rabbi Joey Grunfeld daven. It's not miskadai to watch Rabbi Joey Grunfeld daven, but it's interesting when he puts on tefillin. He had exactly the shaila, because he writes with his left hand, but he says his right hand is stronger. So he asked the shaila, not in person, he sent a shliach, when he had his bar mitzvah, this is going back a few years, to Rabbi Eliashiv. Now, going back many decades, and Rabbi Eliashiv told him that he should put on his, on the right hand, because you go boss to the ksiva, and then after Chazor Sashatz, I think it's this way around, he takes it off, and he flips it around, and he puts on his other. He's been doing this for decades. So I asked him, well, I called him last week because I knew this was going to be the shir. So I asked him, did Rabbi Eliashiv say that his psak was based on the fact that you're going after the Gaon because, you know, Rabbi Eliashiv's Eretz Yisrael? So he doesn't remember. He didn't ask the question in person. This is a long time ago. But I just wondered. But either way, that's a good example of that. But that's, you exactly see that. So, that's
a food.
Huh? He doesn't. No, he keeps the same tefillin, but he just flips it around. Yeah, which is complicated to do. It's obviously he's mastered it. But what? No bracha. Yeah, he just puts on the other hand. So there we have the. That's the third category. The third category is mitzvahs minhagim that is dealt differently with the left and the right handed person. Yeah, it's complicated, but you'll watch him. He's mastered it. Yeah. Now, then, another example of mitzvahs that left-handed people do differently to right-handed is stam brachas. If you take a look at the top box on the second sheet, the second slide, kol davar shemavarech olav. This is in Hilchas Brachas, Brichas HaPeres, and Simon Reishvav. Kol davar shemavarech olav la'achloi al hirechbay. Anything which you hold to eat or to smell, you make a bracha, tzarech la'achsoi b'yamino shemavarech. So I'm having a coffee. So I make the bracha with my right hand, hold the coffee in my right hand. And so too, if I want to smell basamim, I also hold in my right hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uve ite yad ozlinen bosi yamin v'smol didei. With a left-handed person, you go after his left hand. So therefore the lefty is having a coffee, he would hold it in his left hand. V'loi bosa da alma, v'chein b'chol bracha sh'mevarach aleze mitzvah yesh lelech es adova b'yad minu b'shatz bracha. Therefore, you see a person making Kiddush, he would hold the Becher in his right hand, but a left-handed person would hold the Becher in his left hand. Now, interestingly, there are four reasons, generally, why is it we do this? Why is it that if I'm making Kiddush, if I'm having an apple, and I make a Berpro 8, I hold the apple in my right hand, why? So there are four reasons given. I've listed them there in the box, or the next paragraph too. First reason is that the Mishnah Berurah and the Levush say that the right is always more chashuv. As chashivas, you always hold things in the right hand. The reason given by the Elia Rabba is that the right is a source of bracha, of shefa, and therefore you should hold things in the right hand. A third reason is the Shvus Yaakov says that the right removes mazikin and other dangers. And the fourth, a very practical reason, the Shvus Yaakov says that you'll hold it more securely. So if I'm holding my becher with wine, you just hold it, and therefore the lefty, the chayyim would hold it in his left, it's more secure, etc. Now, there's a lot of Torah on the following problem in the Mechaber. When it comes to Netilas Lulav, The Mechaber says the following. Take a look, please, at paragraph 3a. Ita noitel lulav b'yamin kol odom. The right-handed person holds the lulav b'yamin kol odom in his right hand. V'esrug b'smol kol odom. Was that debossi yamin v'smol da'alma ozlinon? That you go after the universal standard, you go after the right hand. V'lobossi yamin v'smol da'day. So even though the left-handed person would perhaps hold the lulav more securely in his left hand, he would hold the lulav in his right hand. Now, says the Ramah argues, that the left-handed person would hold the lulav in his left hand, in his right hand, i.e. his left hand, so, interesting machlokes between Machaber and the Ramah regarding the tilas lulav. When a left-handed person holds the lulav, according to the Machaber, he would also hold it in his right hand, like regular right-hand people. According to the Ramah, he would hold it in his left hand. Okay, so Ashkenazim would do that. However, there seems to be a steerer in the Machaber. Because when it comes to Hilchas Brachas, if you take a look at the next one, Hilchas Kiddush, Yesh mi she'omer she'im ha'mevorech ita, that if the person making the bracha is left-handed, that he would hold the bech in his left hand. So the question is, the Machaber seems to be contradicting himself. On one hand, when it comes to Hilchas Netilas Lulav, he says that the left-handed person holds the lulav in his right hand. But yet, when it comes to Kiddush, the left-handed person is holding the bech in his left hand. So what's the... That's the... What? So,
how you normally extend your hand to take it.
So then he should hold it in his left hand.
Yeah.
So,
that's what he does.
No, but
if he does it on the.
No, but the Machaber says you the lulav if you hold on the right. Yeah. So, so we've got a problem. So what would you suggest? So why is it again? The Machaber says when it comes to Hilchas lulav. You hold the lulav in your right hand. When it comes to Kiddush, you hold the bech in your left. For Ashkenazim, it's not a problem because they would go after the left for both. But the Mechaber seems to be a steerer.
Can we copy Kabbalah?
So I've seen a few answers. This is apparently a well trodden area, and I've seen a few answers. The Prima Gadim says that it depends a little bit on the four reasons we just said. Right, so we just said there are four reasons generally why you hold things in your right hand. We said there's chashivas, we said there's because of shefa and bracha, the aliraba, we said because it removes mazikin, or you just hold it more securely. So the Prima Gadim says that according to the reasoning of the Levush, which the right hand is more chashiv, it's more chashiv for the left-handed person to use his left hand. But for things which are connected to chayim, to bracha, to shefa, you would use your right hand. Right, and therefore, when it comes to Kiddush, where the left-handed person should use his left hand, because that's the most choshev way of doing it. Masha Enkein, Netilas Lulav, which is very much associated with sort of bringing down Shefa, Brocha, and Chaim to this world, he should also use his right hand, because that is the more natural and appropriate vehicle to bring down, to draw down this Chaim and Brocha and Shefa. You see when, you know, Chassid Sherebes, they're doing Anuim, yeah, there's a lot going on there. But what I think, I don't know, it's Kabbalistic reasons maybe, but why they're sort of drawing on the Shefa and bringing... But this set definitely, Tilas Lulav is definitely associated with that. And therefore, the Machaber perhaps, says the Prima Gadim, he would hold the Lulav in his right hand in order to draw all down the Chaim, the Bracha, the Shefa, Masha Inkein. For Chashivas, it's more Chosha for the left-handed person to hold in his left hand. Okay, that's one Mahalach of the Prima Gadim. There's other answers. One answer given by the Aron Litzion, he gives a very interesting answer. He says there is a chiluk between Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaNe'anim. So how would that be? So Birchas HaMitzvahs is Netilas Lulav, and therefore for Birchas HaMitzvahs, we go after like a universal standard. We want to make it as choshev as possible, and therefore there's like a universal standard which everyone does with the right. Mash inkein birchas hanenin, it's much more subjective. It's your hanor. And therefore, when it comes to Kiddush, your hanor is more of the focus, and therefore you hold the becha in your left hand. It's your hana. It's more of a subjective approach to it. Interestingly, Rabbi Yonis Naibashitz, he in his Sefer Tiferes Yonason, he makes a very similar distinction. Doesn't use, I don't think, the words Birchas Hanenin and Birchas Hamitzvos, but he makes a similar distinction, and he says the following svara. He says the Kiddush cup, the Becher, is not intrinsically Kaddish, but you're elevating it to make it into a, almost like a Chefs Shal Mitzvah. I'm using this to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Masha'enkin, the Lulav, once you've bound it, L'shem Lulav, that has inherent Kedusha. So that already is a Chefs Shal Mitzvah. So therefore, Rabbi Yonis says the following. The Lulav, since it's inherently Choshev, we've tied it L'shem Mitzvah Lulav, done, therefore, it suffices for everyone to use the right hand. But in order to make the Kiddush Becher into a sort of a Chefs Shal Mitzvah, you need to elevate it. You need to give it that chashivas. For the left-handed person, he needs his left hand to elevate it to give it the chashivas. That's what Rabbi Yonis Naibashitz says. So there you have, either way, whatever, however you want to answer this kasha, but it's a well-known kasha. So just to summarize, the lefty in halacha is a very interesting area. There are, and it's, there are about, I think, in Reb Chaim Sefer, about 60 examples of the possible areas where the left and right-handed person, you know, the left-handed person has got to think, do I use my right, my left, you know, what is the story? But either way, there are generally three categories, something which everyone does with the left hand or towards the left side, and the two examples we gave of that were leaning on Seder night and cutting nails. Everyone starts, you know, everyone leans to the left, as we said, or cuts the nails of the left hand first. And there is a second category, which is things which a right-handed person, a left-handed person do the same, that they use their right hand or lean toward, or towards the right side. The two examples of that are Kriya Shema and the Tilis Yadayim. With Kriya Shema, it doesn't matter if you're left or right, you hold your, use your right hand to say Shema. And in the Tilis Yadayim, as the Mechaber says clearly, you pick up the keli in the right hand, and then you transfer it to the left hand, and you pour like that. But again, to be Meskaber, the Rachman, the Chesed, should be Meskaber over the Din. And there's no chiluk between left or right-handed people. And then you have the third category of mitzvahs minhagim, the left-handed differently to right-handers. And the two examples of that are tefillin and brachas. Tefillin, based on the two reasons, ukshartem ukhsavtem. Ukhsavtem, just like ksivas with the yamin, so to the ksheiras with the yamin, therefore we put on the left hand. Or yad keho, the weaker hand. The left-handed person will do it on the other hand, for those two reasons. The nafkaminas would be, if you write with one hand, and you the other hand is stronger, and therefore that is the machlokes, the Mechaber brings two opinions, you go after Rav Ashi, you go after Rav Nosson, etc. From the Mechaber, the Ramos say you go after the Ksiva, but the Gaon, Paskins like Rav Ashi, you go after the stronger hand, that's why there's a bit of discussion about this. And then brachas that when you hold the Becher, the left-handed person will hold the Becher, or any Chefzah Shal Mitzvah, any the apple, the coffee, whatever it may be, the psalmim in his left hand, and the right hand in his right hand. The difficulty is that the Mechaber seems to contradict himself, because he says that the Netilas Lulav is with, even the left-hand person would hold it with his right hand, and the Becher would hold in his left hand. The Ramah, again, is no stirrer. He holds that the left-hand person would hold the Netilas Lulav also in his left hand. But for that, we said a couple of suggestions. Like I said, the Prima Godin, it depends on Dafka Lulav is associated with bringing down Chaim, Shef, and Brocha into the world, and therefore that's always the Yamin, that's the Rachmim, that channel, that Tzina. Masha'enke, the Kiddush, which is Chashivas, and for him, holding more security, the other reasons, he would use his left hand. And the second answer we saw, the Arlet Tzion, he makes a chiluk between Birchas HaMitzvos and Birchas HaNenin. Birchas HaMitzvos, we want a universal standard that makes it more chashuv, so everyone uses the right hand. Birchas HaNenin is much more subjective, and therefore he would use his left hand. And Rabbi Yonis Naibashitz again says that the lulav is a chefzah shal mitzvah, and therefore it's ready to use that the right hand. It suffices for everyone to use the right hand. Masha'en kein, the koshel bracha to elevate it. To elevate it into a chefzah shal mitzvah, we need chashivas, and for the left-handed person, he would need his left hand to elevate it and to do that. Say it.